Let's go. Happy holidays. Niner Red. We're still in the playoff hunt.
I don't
care about Washington. I don't care about Chase Young, Russ, DK, Kyler, and everyone else above us in this division. We're coming for you.
All right, WST Podcast. This is your Western Standard Six. We are going to break down week 14 and look ahead to week 15. K-Win, your speech worked. The Chargers won. The Bolt Gang rejoices. They avoid relegation for one more week. Here's my ask of you. The Western Standard Six went 4-2. Now we have three teams in the playoffs.
Okay. And one in the hunt.
And one in the hunt. Including the Raiders.
Yeah, we'll get into that one later.
Can we get another speech?
I don't know if I have it in me right now. But what I do have on is my happy holidays, keeping it jolly. And I need everyone out there in the Western Standard Six not to keep it jolly. Put on that mean face. Put on that mean streak. We've got 3 weeks left. We got to secure playoff races. We got to get home field advantage. We got to win the division. And then you can put on your happy jolly sweater, your whatever your holiday festivities may be, and let's go.
That
sucked.
That was a little Grinch with a little Shanahan with a little Santa Claus all mixed in.
Yeah.
I can get with it.
All right.
All right. Not quite New Rockney. Not quite. Overall, we as a Western Standard Six are 44-39. Not bad. K-Win, let's break down week 14.
Let's get into it.
All right. Rams 24, Pats 3. Highlight of this game, Cam Akers. Low light of this game, Cam Newton. Cam Akers ran for 171 yards on those rookie legs. Cam Newton posted a QBR of 2.9.
Did he get Terry's money?
I don't know. Kenny Young from?
UCLA.
UCLA. Pick six, 71-yard return for a touchdown, seals it for the Rams. And at the end of the game, Belichick came up and said to McVay, "You kicked our butt." Enough said, or is there anything to add here, K-Win?
There is. I'm going to share my screen here. Let's go. Right now, golf jerseys for me.
65% off?
Char and J-Mo. But one problem here, Big Ben. Out of stock. I went to get you your T-shirt jersey, and now they're out of stock. You know why? Because the Rams are looking good. The Rams are riding high. And I'm definitely off that Raiders bandwagon. I might have to jump on this Rams bandwagon. So can we? The only thing I have to add, Belichick was in L.A. for 10 days because they played the Chargers and the Rams. And in that time, he went to go see his buddy, Chip Kelly, gave the Bruins a pep talk on how they could beat their crosstown rivals, the Trojans. Well, UCLA lost. And it looks like the Pats need a pep talk because they're also outside of the playoff race right now, and it's not looking pretty.
Similar to Herm, did you have him over for eggs and bacon?
I didn't. I should have.
You absolutely should have taken that opportunity to pick his brain.
He would have said like five words to me. Hold on. More syrup, please.
Kyle, these eggs are overdone. All right, all right, all right. Let's get on to the Hawks versus the Jets. I said auto win against the Giants. That wasn't the case, but in this case, it was an auto win. Four passing TDs for Danger Russ. Hawks only gave up 69 yards on the ground, and there was a Geno Smith sighting. First time of the year. Okay, when it's tough to look too much into this game because it felt like the varsity team playing the C team, JV team.
Maybe even the freshman team.
Yeah, we'll see. Is just freshman in my world, but okay. It's really what you should have done, right? Here's the kind of dynamic, and I look into these things. It's like you look at the height. I'm looking at who's competing for the number one pick. Okay. Jacksonville lost as well. So if the Jets did win a game, that puts the number one pick in jeopardy. And who's the number one pick, K-1?
Trevor Lawrence.
Touchdown, Trevor. My hope here is that Minshew Mania, if I had my mustache, I need my mustache, returns, leads the Jags to a win. So the Jets can eke out a win over either the Browns or the Pats.
Okay.
Comments or concerns? I talked about the Jets the entire time, but we won 40-3, so there really wasn't even anything to say around the Hawks.
The only thing I have is auto win. Russ had four TDs to four different receivers. He was cooking with all his kitchen utensils.
That's it? You aren't going to name their utensils? DK. Disley's the work. DK's the spatula. What else we got?
Keep going. Chris Carson.
Chris Carson's the... Nah, that's all I got. We'll move on. Obviously, I'm not very good with kitchen.
And I ran out of two kitchen items. I'm surprised we even got that far.
Cards 26, G-Men 7. The Giants came in riding high, as Alex Clancy would say. This was the game that made everything in the NFL world right again. Cards did what they needed to do, get back in the playoff hunt. Hopkins got his with 136 yards receiving and 9 receptions. Kyler didn't turn the ball over. Hassan Reddick. You guys probably haven't heard that name if you've been listening, and I don't blame you because I had to look up his name and where he was from. But he had not one, not two, not three K1. Normally I'd say four is like the golden sombrero of sacks, but I don't know what 5 sacks gets you. What do we name that?
Well, we can't get you a Jared Goff t-shirt jersey because there's none more left. So I don't know. Maybe we'll get him a holiday sweatshirt.
We'll get him like a big signing bonus in free agency. But Hassan Reddick forced 3 fumbles, set a franchise record for sacks in a game for the Cardinals. Quick trivia question, K1. Who holds the record for most sacks in one game?
You know what? I want to say Michael Strahan, but I don't think it is Michael Strahan. I'm going John Randall, Vikings.
God, remember John Randall? I wish I had that.
Yeah.
God, he was ferocious.
But I feel like it's someone who's not very consistent.
Incorrect. Derek Thomas for the Chiefs. 7-1 game against?
Packers.
My Hawks. Oof. Good thing I was only 6 years old at the time, and I didn't really care. So the slide of losses for the Cards. Now do they slide back in the playoffs? Do you want to play some Coolio, or what do you got?
No Coolio this week because they won, so I'll give them a break. But they are headed to a fantastic voyage, which is the playoffs. 31.4%. That's my stat. That's my number. That's my data for this week. That's the percentage of passes they targeted Hopkins with. And that's what they needed for a big game out of Hopkins to get this air raid offense back on track. Kyler was running the ball. Drake was running the ball. But they also have to throw the ball to their big gun. Vance Joseph and their defense, Danny Dimes, was struggling, running for his life. They caused havoc. And they're going to have to do it again this week against another Oklahoma alum. Oklahoma versus Oklahoma. We'll get into that later.
I love it. All right. Let's get into the Colts versus the Raiders, 44-27. K-Win, there's a saying in golf, you're not a golfer. If you can shoot your age, that's pretty good. So let me put it in context. If you're 66 and shoot a 60, that's really good. If you're 72, shoot a 72, that's phenomenal too. Well, Phillip Rivers put up his age in points against the Raiders. Went for 44.
Wow.
He personally torched or got the defensive coordinator, Paul Gunther, fired.
He gone.
It wasn't just him. It was T-Y-T-Y. And I got a new name for the rookie out of Minnesota, JTT. Not the lovable kid from
Boy Meets
World. Tool Time. There you go. Give me that one. Jonathan Touchdown Taylor helped out with 2 TDs and 150 yards. The Raiders looked horrible. The next stop on the Raiders train, K-Win, is currently not the playoffs. Here's a pun for you. Can they get back on track? And what will it take this week to get a W?
The Raiders, I can't figure them out. They've beaten the Chiefs, they've beaten the Saints, but then they go on and lose to everyone else, and they lose games that they shouldn't win, which cost the defensive coordinator their job. But what I can tell you this, Indianapolis is legit. They have Rivers. They have Nyheim Hines, Jonathan Taylor. T.Y. is back. Pittman, and they have a strong defense. So the only thing I can say is that the Colts are really bad and the Raiders, no bueno.
Colts are really bad or Colts are okay and the Raiders are no bueno?
Sorry. Colts are really good. Raiders, no good.
Chargers win. 20-17, they beat the Falcons. It wasn't pretty, but the Chargers got it done. The Bolt game rejoiced. And Anthony Lynn has stopped updating his resume at least for 1 week. Eckler's back. He accounted for 145 yards from scrimmage. And Matt Ryan does what Matt Ryan does when it comes to your fantasy playoffs. First round, you're thinking Matt Ryan's going to cook. He's going to get me his four TDs, 360 yards. He's going to be great. Nope. Throws three interceptions. No real highlights for the Chargers. My only compliment to the Chargers is at least they aren't the Falcons. What did you see in this?
Matty Ice looked like a warm room temperature Matty Ice beer with those three interceptions. And if you took a sip of it, it tasted awful. Well, Matty Ice's performance was awful last Sunday, but thankfully he was playing a team of the Western Standard Six, the Chargers. Game-winning field goal. I do have another stat. I lied. Keenan Allen, he has now, with nine receptions in his last game, he has the most receptions for a player in their first 100 games. He has 623 receptions in 99 games. Antonio Brown has 622. Julio has 619.
Where is he from?
Cal. Go Bears.
Is that it? I got. All right, the low light of the week as we went 4-2. The Washington Football Club. Solid start for the Niners. And then Nick Mullins does what Nick Mullins does. Completes passes to the other team for touchdowns. Chase Young. I will say this about Chase Young. I was scared of Chase Young during that play. Strip sack and a touchdown. He is going to be a formidable figure in the NFL for a long time. This wasn't a home game for the Niners, K-1, because they had to play in Arizona due to COVID restrictions. They're 1-5 at home this season. And I have to ask you, you have your Shanahan hat on. Mm-hmm. Straighten that brim. At this point, do you mail in the season and just say, say let be. Let's rest everyone who's going to be back next year. Meaning we don't want to risk any injury long term. Let's throw off the guys that are going to be free agents out there tomorrow. Or do you buckle up and try to win the next three games?
We win. We're still in the hunt. Kittle's coming back. No, I think they have to play it out because you don't want to be that fantasy GM where you're out of the playoffs and you throw in the towel and then someone just walks into the playoffs because they're playing against your second-rate team. The Niners still play, I believe, the Seahawks, the Rams, and the Cardinals, and they've got to be of the mindset of, like, let's ruin it for someone else. You know, they can't win the division. Maybe they don't go to the playoffs. So I think he keeps his players. He keeps his continuity. He's got to figure out what weapons he has next year when either Jameis Winston or Trey Lance is starting at quarterback.
All right, player of the week. So to recap, we went 4-2. Unfortunately, the Niners lost and the Raiders lost, but still a solid week. My player of the week, Michael Bagley. Counted for 8 points in the Chargers win. First time in a long time. I could see that guy doing a longboard down the Hermosa Pier right about now, eating some tacos and maybe drinking nice tequila.
Oof. I could use some tacos and some tequila right now. I'm going with, you called it earlier, franchise record in sacks, Hassan Reddick. He had 5. He showed it all, the speed, the power, the bull rush. He was unstoppable. I think that's back-to-back weeks I picked a defensive player.
Hey, defensive mindset. Let's go into week, where are we at? 15?
15.
Week number 15. As of this point, K-Win, as we speak, we have three teams in the playoffs again. Recovering six, half of the teams in the playoffs, not a bad thing. All right, let's break down the first game, which is
Chargers up 7-3.
Blew it.
Sorry.
So here's the thing going into this game.
We have a lot riding in fantasy football in this game.
I know. We had to do I had to do some research. I have a single game fantasy versus Jacob Weber. So we had to do our own drafting. And he texted me. He's like, do you want to wait for the injury report to come out? I'm like, what does that matter? I mean, isn't Keenan Allen playing? He's like, I don't know. Mike Williams is out. Everyone's banged up. Just wait. Don't give me this live on the podcast. Raiders won the first matchup, 31-26. Jacobs and Booker combined for 126 yards and two touchdowns on the ground. Chargers only had one sack. This is going to be a low-scoring game, in my opinion, unless you tell me it's 10-7 with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Bold prediction on my part. And this isn't the first one as we go through week 15 previews. A field goal by Michael Bagley again wins it for the Chargers.
Ooh, two straight for the Chargers?
On a roll.
I like it. I can't figure the Raiders out. I said no bueno. I also talked a lot about the Colts. But the Raiders are 7-6 coming into this game. The Chargers are 1-5 on the road. I don't know how much that matters because there's no fans and Vegas isn't open. But I'm going to go with stats here, and I'm going to go the Raiders figure out a way to win. They get back to the I formation, running the football, and they run it down the Chargers' throat.
Okay. And that may change by the time we end this episode, and the Chargers are up 17-3.
100%. All right.
Hawks versus Redskins. I had the opportunity to listen to Riverboat Ron Rivera, excuse me, the current coach for the Washington Football Club. The guy was thrown into, let's be honest, not the best situation, and he's a very nice guy. He wears transition lenses, and he's a good coach. But the Redskins are without Antonio Gibson. Alex Smith is sidelined, and I've seen enough Dwayne Haskins to know he's more like Jamarcus Russell than he is like Jalen Hurts. This game is bordering on an auto win for the Hawks.
Don't say it. Don't do it. It's every other week. This is an odd week.
Won't do it. DC is a winner of four straight games. But my opinion is they still lose 24-10. Bold prediction, K-Win.
Let's hear it.
Both Chris Carson and Carlos Hyde go for over 100 yards.
Ooh.
You know why? I don't want to see Russell Wilson taking more than a three-step drop this week with Chase Young.
No.
Breathing down his neck. So play it safe, run the ball, throw to your tight ends. Hawks still win. It's not going to be pretty, but I'll give the Hawks a win.
I think it's going to come down to Jamal Adams versus Chase Young. Seattle's going to put Jamal in the box, let him attack the quarterback. Chase, we saw what he did to the Niners. We saw what happened to the Seahawks when, what's his name, Leonard Williams from the Giants, 2.5 sacks. How are they going to stop Chase? I was going back and forth on this game. I like Seattle because they're Western Standard 6, but I love picking against them just to see you squirm. Seattle with three road losses this year. Washington with four straight, but no Alex Smith. Dwayne Haskins. I'm going with the Seahawks here. Seahawks win.
If Dwayne went to Arizona, maybe. All right. Prior to the season, K-Win, this matchup would have been, I think, had a lot of playoff implications. If you, any pundit in and around the NFL, this would have determined seeding in the NFL or NFC playoffs. But it's 2020. Nothing happens as expected. Both QBs gone, not playing. And combined, the teams are 9-17. I'm talking about the Niners and the Cowboys. Cowboys are now two games back of the Washington Football Club. So, not a ton to play for. Zeke hasn't jumped in the Salvation Army Cup a long time because he hasn't seen the end zone in a long while. So, my question, who has the most to play for? And let me give you another bold prediction. I'm going to take a C.J. Beathard appearance in the Niners' victory on five Robbie Gould field goals. I'm going to be very 15-7.
I think the Niners have more to play for, but with just like a little bitty more. You know, we're talking the team of the 80s versus the team of the 90s. Definitely not the team of 2020. Both of these teams have not looked good. There's been injury. There's been COVID. There's backup quarterbacks. There's lack of production from their stars. This game is really a coin flip. It can go either way. The Cowboys are inconsistent on offense and defense. The Niners are inconsistent on offense. So I'm going to say the Niners D and a pick six is going to win it. And they are going to win 17-14 this weekend. Go Niners.
Do you want to call the pick six?
Fred Warner.
There we go. That's who I was thinking of. All right. Let's get into the next game. This is into my jurisdiction, so I can't say auto win.
I was just going to say auto win. Do we even have to call this game?
Another prediction on my part. The world will be introduced to a guy by the name of John Walford. And this is like, this is going to become a documentary at some point. This is a 25-year-old journeyman backup on the Rams who has yet to take an actual snap in the NFL. And he's going against the Jets. He is waking up on Sunday going, please get me in the game. Because Jared Goff to this date has taken every snap for the Rams, but this guy has played for the equivalent of the Houston Nuts in single-A baseball. He's worked his way up to the CFL and played backup for the Edmonton Argonauts or whoever they are. He is going to throw for his first touchdown against the Jets this week. We already saw Geno Smith play against the Jets, so this isn't so outlandish, everyone. John Walford, he's out of Wake Forest. He's 25, but yet a rookie in the NFL. That gives you some context. He's going to throw it for his first touchdown. It's going to go to Cooper Kupp, and he's going to go back to his kids, his grandkids, whomever it is, and say, I threw an NFL touchdown to Cooper Kupp on this date, which would be
December 21st,
2020.
There's games on Saturday this weekend. I'm excited.
Easy.
Sorry.
This is the climax of my story.
Oh.
And these kids are going to look at him and goes, Dad, I know the story of the Jets. Does that really count?
Wow.
That's my only prediction for this game. Rams in a landslide. Sam Darnold, if I'm you, I opt out of this game. Let Joe Flacco get buried by Aaron Donald, everyone in and around. Honestly, if I'm Joe Flacco, I might opt out of this game too and just allow someone else to come in and play quarterback. Rams are big, 34-7. Cooper Kupp has a huge game.
I've seen the Jets way too many times this year, like Cardinals, Niners, Seahawks, Rams. I think me and you should apply for the job, joint coaches, when Gase gets terminated at the end of this year. We'll have Trevor Lawrence. What could go wrong? Trevor can run his playbook. Anyways, I'm talking about all this nonsense because this game is going to be nonsense. The Rams are going to win by four touchdowns. Goff is going to throw for four. The Jets are stingy with the run, so Goff is going to air it out. And John Wofford, I like that. He'll get in the game. He better throw to Cooper Kupp, and it better be two touchdowns because we need it in fantasy football this week.
What do you think his cadence is?
Golf on Monday, poker Tuesday.
Par four. Head down. Low left. Like, yeah, who knows? All right, last game of the week for the Western Standard Six, Cards versus Eagles. With the benching of the highest paid backup quarterback ever known to man, Carson Wentz, this game got a little more interesting, K-Win. Kyler versus Jalen. Kyler won the Heisman while at Oklahoma. Jalen came the next year and was runner-up to Joe Burrow. So in a sense, it's kind of big brother versus little brother, established versus emerging. The only thing I fear here for Kyler, is that the Eagles front 4 or 5 is pretty good. So the question is, can Jalen beat big brother Kyler? I'm going to say this. The answer is no. Kyler has Hopkins, and the Eagles have no one else to throw to. Wentz needs to wake up. Alshon Jeffrey needs to come out of his days. He caught a touchdown, but I'd like to see you walk through this game if there's any viability of the Eagles to win the game. My opinion, Cards win 24-17.
Oklahoma alum versus Oklahoma alum. First round draft pick against second round draft pick. We have Bedford-born 5'10 Kyler Murray against Houston-born 6'1 Jalen Hurts. Both dual threat quarterbacks. I want to go Jalen just because I love seeing the card slide, slippery slide. But I just don't know if Philly has enough to win this week. So I'm going with Kyler. Hopkins has a big game. And my boy Hassan is going to be in that backfield.
Okay, that wraps up. So who do we have? Raiders versus Chargers. I got Chargers. Don't look at the score. Come on.
I'm not. Actually, I was. You caught me, but I couldn't figure out where my tab was. It's all the way on the right.
Hawks versus Redskins. We both got Hawks. Niners, Cowboys. I got Niners.
I got Niners.
All right. Jets versus Rams, auto win. Cards versus Eagles. I'm taking the Cards.
I'll go Cards.
All right. Western Standard Check. Let's get 3 in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Raiders sneak in. Do something magical. All right. Let's take a look at our fantasy team.
Second round of the playoffs. WSD Podcast. One last week. This week, we're riding high on Herbert, Josh Jacobs, and I picked up Nelson Aguilar. So the way this game goes is going to swing whether WSC Podcast makes it to the championships or not. Last week, Cam Akers was huge.
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 You never play the Thursday night card too heavy, which we may have done, but remains to be seen. Big Ben and Kay win Western Standard 6, and I should have changed this. Sorry about that. But we're doing Week 14, Week 15 preview. Who do we cover, K1?
We cover Rams, Chargers, Raiders, Niners, Cardinals, Seahawks.
And we are sponsored.
When football isn't going well, we cover the Zags. And we drift out and we may cover an East Coast team as well.
We're sponsored by 88 Acres and Lost Run Pro. Bricks Picks will be coming up, so make sure to listen in. It's our final Bricks Picks. Listen to us wherever your podcast, iHeartRadio, Spotify. We'll be on Pandora if you listen there, iTunes. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Instagram is where K Wynn does his magic, WSD_podcast. Big Ben and K Wynn, Western Standard 6.
Boom. Oh.